It's Bruin Buzz Time on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Hope that your Friday is going well. 951, 51 degrees. Evan Farbach with Bruin Athletic Director Tim Bart. And spring sports have all ramped up. We're kind of into the grind of things now. A lot of stuff going on today, and obviously a lot of stuff the past couple of weeks as well. Baseball team is down in a tournament in Sand Springs, and soccer team's going to have a home game doubleheader against Enid tonight, and they're celebrating senior night at Custer Stadium.
Yeah, it's a busy time. You know, as I've said in the past, that the spring sports, we have probably more teams and more athletes moving around and participating than any time in the school year, and like you said, baseball's it's a Sand Springs Broken Arrow co-host tournament. You know, yesterday we played two games at Broken Arrow, I believe. We'll play today. We're going to play Sand Springs tonight. We did lose 7-6 and 10-3, close games. It's kind of the way our season's been going all year. And then we have, like as you said, senior night tonight against Enid in soccer, which will be at Custer Stadium.
Should be a lot of fun. Soccer team's doing very well so far. I had a chance to sit down with Micah Lipscomb, and they're 7-2, I believe it is, off the top of my head. Lost a close one to Owosso, and also had a loss down in the Mustang tournament a couple weeks ago. But for the most part, the boys' soccer team and the girls as well have been kind of rolling through things.
Yeah, they have been. Like you say, we lost a couple really close ones. And the other night, I know that the girls – Owosso came. We really thought we could beat them. It was going to be a really great test for us. Owosso coming back with a highly rated team, and just didn't go our way. We just didn't play good enough to win the game.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart here on Bruin Buzz every Friday morning at this time. We can circle back around to soccer in a second, as once again they're going to be at Custer Stadium. 6 o'clock for the girls, boys afterward, the last Friday night home match of the season for BHS soccer. You touched on baseball a second ago. I didn't get a chance to see their games down in Broken Arrow yesterday, but obviously we've had 5 or 6 games on K1, and we'll keep on broadcasting games till the end of this month. But just hard to watch because they play really well and they're right in the ball game, but for whatever reason at the end of things sometimes they just quite can't eke it out. We mentioned their loss that they had to Owosso a couple of weeks ago, one of the better teams in 6A, lost by one run when they left a lot of guys on base. And then last night, a similar game against Bixby, a game they probably should have won. They had the bases loaded, down by one in the sixth inning, couldn't score any runs in that inning. Then they gave up a few runs in the bottom of the sixth, ended up down by four going into the seventh. They score 4 runs to tie it in the seventh, but then they give up 1 in the bottom of the seventh to lose. So just kind of one of those back and forth things. They just haven't quite been able to put it all together at once to string together some wins.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, anytime we've been really good offensively and gotten hits, our defense seems to break down. And then when we've had some good stops and get some outs, then it seems like that we can't get any hits. So it's been kind of a frustrating year, and I know it's frustrating on everyone, on the players and the coaches and the parents. You know, we're hoping and this is not the loser's limp, but you're hoping you learn more in life skills than just winning and losing. You know, if winning was easy, everybody would win. It's not. It comes with a price, and sometimes we cycle, and we're just in one of those cycles modes. But, you know, the kids keep trying, and the coaches keep trying and pushing, and that's all we can ask for.
And there's enough there to think that perhaps they could string some wins together at the end of this month going into the regionals, which will be coming up in early May. We talked about soccer just a little bit. Also, a track going on right now. I got a chance to talk with Bon Bennett a week or two ago, and sounds like he's got some newer athletes out that are doing really well. And I know we touched on this not too long ago, that some of the long-distance runners from cross-country, especially on the girls' side, are putting together some runs that will probably vie for individual state championships when that comes up next month as well.
Yeah, Bon does a great job for us, and he brings a passion to the sport, and that's what we need. So he's not just a football coach, or he's not just a basketball coach that that we make Coach track. I mean, he has a passion for it. He's also involved, you know, is our cross-country, one of our cross-country coaches. He does an excellent job of recruiting athletes to come out. He also does a great job of recruiting staff to come help him that has the same compassion and drive for track as he does. I have no doubt that our track program will get better. It's already gotten better. But, you know, we had a graduation last year in our sprint events, and we've done a good job with our distance runners who, you know, we went out and recruited those cross-country kids to come over there and run the distance. So we got to work a little bit in our field events and try to improve those, but trying to find some sprinters is kind of his key right now.
And talking about another spring sport in tennis, Aaron Epperson, one of the best girls tennis players, if not the best girls tennis player in the state, continuing to roll along on the girls' side. Girls especially right now in tennis doing very well. They've placed in the top three of most of the meets that they've been in, and Aaron Epperson has not lost so far.
No, and, you know, she's the defending state champion, and is a freshman. Here she is as a sophomore, and she's got to be the favorite to win state, but she's went out and she's such an outstanding young lady from an outstanding family, and she works very hard at her sport, and she puts in the time and dedication to get better and make sure that she doesn't relax. And I think Pat Ritchie out at Hillcrest has done a wonderful job of teaching and training and working with her, and you know, one of her as good as she is, and she's a little bitty small thing, you know, so she doesn't hit hard, she just doesn't make any mistakes, and she can put the ball and place it where she wants to, and we're excited for her, and you know, they were state runner-ups last year and took some graduation, but Coach Burke is developing some players, both on the boys and girls side, to step up, and so we can get those placing. We need some help placing in some of the, you know, the two singles and one doubles and two doubles, and so that's been his chore this year, is how to replace graduation.
And Daniel Mazaros is doing well on the boys' side of number one singles too, and I'm glad you mentioned Coach Burke, because I got a chance to talk with Jeff Burke not too long ago either, and of course he's in his first season as coaching the varsity tennis team, and it sounds like he's doing a great job, and enjoyed speaking with him.
Yeah, because, you know, Coach Massey, who's a wonderful coach, and we hated to lose him in our district as a teacher and as our coach, but he went over to Dewey as the junior high principal. And so we were kind of out and couldn't really find anyone to replace him, kind of formed a little committee. Pat Ritchie recommended Jeff Burke, who played tennis at Kansas State and had been helping in our school district as one of our ELL teachers, and he agreed to do it. Now, he agreed on a one-year deal until we found somebody, but we may try to twist his arm and get him. He's just done a great job, and as Pat said, you know, when Pat's two kids came through the program who were outstanding tennis players, that Jeff probably hit more balls with them than Pat did. So he's dedicated to the sport, very knowledgeable of the sport, and certainly had the time to put in to help our athletes get better.
Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. Bruins and Lady Bruins tonight at home at Custer Stadium. It's senior night. Enid coming to town for soccer. Should be a lot of fun. You can go out there and support them. Coach Bart, appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.